Nobody puts baby in a corner. Patrick Swayze, Dirty Dancing. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Go Watch a Movie, episode 25. Quarter of the way there. We are a movie discussion podcast. I'm Kelvin.
And I'm Robert.
Great to have you all here. Today, I chose that specific one because in this episode, people were put into corners. In fact, they were locked into buildings and put into spaceships. But before we get there, we'll get into some entertainment news last week. First and foremost, reboots. Holy cow. I'll go ahead and start with the Fly remake that's happening. I don't know a whole lot about it yet. It's just been announced and they have a director, but it is happening. Don't know what they can do to top the
last one.
Yeah, the Gutenberg. Not Gutenberg. But yeah, that's happening. And I guess, you know.
Yeah, I don't know why they do it.
Yeah. But there's a theory going around. You know the movie Life coming out with Jake Gyllenhaal, Ryan and Reynolds, not Gosling. Mm-hmm. There's a theory going around that is a Venom story, like the entrance of Venom into the Marvel universe.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's complete bogus, right. But it's just something I thought was worth bringing up because it's
so out there.
What's that?
So out there?
Yeah, it's so out there. But as I mentioned, reboots and remakes. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is about to be remade. They are confused themselves because they say it's a sequel and a reboot. It'd be The Girl with in the Spider's Web, what this one will be. And it won't have any other returning cast. But they said this book is more of a standalone, so it will work by itself. Those are their words, not mine.
Huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's happening.
Okay.
I know you're more familiar with that series.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why they're doing that, but okay.
Yeah. So, because she was great for that character.
She was perfect.
I thought she was fantastic. And save the best and maybe most disappointing for last. I'm sure you've heard The Matrix is being rebooted.
I didn't know that.
Well, okay. So the person who wrote the script for said reboot said it's not a reboot. No one could ever reboot The Matrix. It's another story in that series.
Okay.
But with that said, Keanu has not signed on. So it just may be another... what do they call it? Unplugged person's perspective in, you know, The Matrix. Mm-hmm. Not 100% sure where they're going to go yet, but the internet has been in outrage because of this. Because at first it was released as a, we're rebooting The Matrix, and everyone just went crazy. So the writer of that, sequels script said, it's not a reboot. Don't worry. We can't do that. We're extending the story. So... That'll be interesting to see where they go in that universe, especially since the other two were not taken as well as the original, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it is sacred territory. Yeah, and neither of the Wazowski siblings have signed on either. So it's kind of, it'll be real, real interesting. But yeah, that's entertainment news last week. So, ladies and gentlemen, we watched two movies today. Social experiments. We watched The Circle, and not the one with Emma Watson and Tom Hanks. This is one from 2015, I believe.
Yep.
And it was it straight to Netflix, or did it have a wide release?
I don't know. Don't know the history of it.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But we also watched another kind of social experiment movie, The Belko Experiment. This is by the guy who brought you Cute Little Baby Groot, James Gunn himself. This is a very, very different take. Get started with The Circle.
Yep.
All right. If you wouldn't mind, WatchBots, I know how you get, but show me what you got.
Circle is a 2015 American psychological thriller film written and directed by Aaron Han and Mario Mizrahi. It stars an ensemble cast that includes Carter Jenkins, Lawrence Cao, Allegra Masters, Michael Nardelli, Julie Benz, Mercy Malik, Lisa Pelican, and Cesar Garcia. It was inspired by the 1957 drama 12 Angry Men and was shot in 2014. It premiered at the Seattle International Film Festival on May 28, 2015, before being released to video on demand on October 16, 2015. In the film, 50 people wake up in a darkened room, only to find that one of them is killed every 2 minutes or when they attempt to leave. When they realize that they can control which person is selected to die, locks emerge based on personal values.
Thank you, Watchbot. That was very detailed of you. So, what Watchbot said, people wake up, they find themselves in a spaceship. I guess a space invasion just happened, and the truth comes out, basically. What did you think of this one, Robert?
I really, really like this one. I thought this one was really good, surprisingly.
Yep.
Because there's not a whole lot of sets. I mean, it's just one room with some crappy designs on the floor. And then there's the characters. It's kind of funny. There were so many, like, stereotypes in the room.
They touched everything.
They pretty much covered everybody. There were a couple recognizable people, like the lady from Dexter.
Yep. Rita.
Yep, recognized her, but... Yeah, overall, I thought this was a really good movie for as simple as it was. It kind of reminded me, I can't remember the name of the movie. I haven't seen it. It's on my list, though. I think it's like 12 Angry Men or something.
Yeah,
like
so, yeah, Watchbot just said that it's based on that,
so that, it's, yeah, it's story. It's same, so, yep. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. This one touched on everything. Like, it's that old, I guess, you know, thing where you push a human into a corner, no matter how nice they are or how nice they pretend to be, you kind of see the true natures come out, you know, and it's I don't know if it's a survival mechanism or what, but we, as Watchbot said, 50 people in a room, different colors, creeds, different walks of life, male, female, gay, straight, old, young, pregnant, a kid, and they just tear into each one of those dynamics to its core. And it's a conversation that is extraordinary. And it even gets more extraordinary when someone dies every 2 minutes. Any standout people for you in this?
Standout people? Pretty much all the angry ones who were just really, really didn't want to die.
Yeah.
It was like the old guy with the glasses and the sweater vest. There's the angry black guy. There is the businessman with the when he had suspenders on.
Yeah, suspenders and a tie.
Yeah, and the guy who looked kind of like a blonde Jesus. I mean, there's a bunch of them. It's just all the really, really angry ones who really didn't want to die but wanted to point a finger at everybody else.
Yes, they tried to play. It became a game for them to not die, but at the same time murder someone else.
Even the fake married couple.
Yes.
That was pretty ingenious to come up with that right there on the spot. So
yeah, there was two people, one of them being Rita from Dexter and some other guy. They decided at some point, we don't get to see it, but they were going to pretend to be married. And that kind of plays on people's empathy of, we can't separate them, you know, and it worked for a long time. And so it gets down to the nitty gritty. One guy pulls a race card, which I thought was hilarious. Like, I didn't know where he was going with it, but he was just trying to pull that racism that's, you know, quote unquote, in most people, or, you know, can be in most people. And he hooked his line. Like, someone took his bait, and he lived to go on. But he spoke up too much. And that seemed to be a theme, like the people who spoke up too much, like, yeah, they didn't make it very long. But we never seen an alien. We get kind of it was a lie, though. The guy was telling a lie about, like, how he was in the room with the other guy, the older dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was great, crazy, too, because the older people go first. That was some little kid, punk kid is like, they're going to die anyway. You know, what was it, 70 or older? Or
Yeah, I can't remember what they said.
But older people went first, and then it just kind of blurred line when they ran out of older people.
We have old people.
Yeah, that's true.
The old lady that barely said anything.
I don't even remember her dying. But, supposedly, I guess to move the story along, they kind of, quote unquote, ran out of old people. and it's, I mean, it's fascinating because you get a kid and a pregnant woman who become the main focus because they figure, well, no one wants to kill a kid, mm-hmm. and nobody really wants to kill a pregnant woman. So
there's a lot of people that wanted to kill those people.
That's true.
There were a lot of them.
Yeah, they kind of made her out. They're like, what is she, a whore? You don't even know if she's married or not. Right. She could have just, yeah. And then one chick actually said, oh, so we're supposed to die because she doesn't know how to use condoms? But yeah. So one guy tries to play the, oh, you're a lesbian, so you're a sinner, and God looks down. Yeah, every note was hit in this movie. And they play it so well. I really need to check and see how much this cost to make.
Because it didn't make that much. Special effects at the end had been the most expensive part.
Yeah, exactly. So. They were in a single room the entire time with lights on the floor was the biggest effect for the whole hour and however long this movie was.
A little electricity that came out and shocked them. Yeah, and I loved how that something invisible grabbed them, took their arm, and drug them off into the darkness.
So there weren't just dead carcasses all over the place. Did you think it was going to go where it went? I mean, like, did you see the outcome coming?
I didn't see completely the outcome, but I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
You kind of see some of it, but not the complete trick at the end. You don't see all that. It was clever.
Yeah, it was very clever. This guy starts to... I don't want to give too much away because I think people should check this one out. It's a pretty good movie. But it's on Netflix right now, streaming. Like I said, I don't want to give too much away, but it has even the criminal aspect. You know, people are criminals in there. It's just a fun...
Cops.
Fun, interesting movie. Everyone should check it out. It's called The Circle. Came out in 2015. I know there's a new one coming out, but yeah, this one is on Netflix streaming as we speak. So check that out. You give it a go, watch it as well.
Yep, absolutely. Go watch it.
And the only reason I'm cutting this short, there's probably more to say. I just don't want to spoil too much of it.
Probably because we're supposed to be spoiling movies.
Exactly. But something's, you know, that good. And it's made to hold on to your attention, but because you want to know what happened, you know, you don't really want to.
Yeah.
But that will bring us to Pattern Family Promos.
This is Emily Prokop from The Story Behind, a podcast exploring the extraordinary history behind the ordinary. I publish twice a week, on Mondays and Thursdays, so that's two chances for you to listen. All this month, I'm doing a series called Forrest Gump February, in which each episode focuses on the story behind a different historical or pop culture reference made in the 1994 Tom Hanks movie. The episode for Monday, February 6th, is the story behind The Stand in the Schoolhouse Door, in which Alabama Governor Wallace stood in the doorway of the University of Alabama, denying access to the first two black students trying to enter. The episode for Thursday, February 9th, is the story behind ping pong, including its beginnings as a parlor game, and going into what led Americans entering China for the first time in 20 years during what became known as ping pong diplomacy. Tune in to find out how you can be part of The Story Behind, and find the show on your favorite podcast app or at thestorybehindpodcast.com.
And we're back, and now we're pulling around to one of my favorite segments, trailers. You first, or me?
Sure, I'll go first.
All right.
I'm not going to give a whole lot of detail on this one. I just want you to go watch it and then tell me what you think. But it's called The Void. And what it basically looks like...
I saw this trailer today.
Did you? Yeah. It looks to me, it looks like The Thing in a small town, basically. It's like if you take...
Does John Carpenter's, the triangle people in the triangles in my head?
No, the white? It looks like there's some kind of creature thing going on.
Okay.
And... It's basically if you've seen the thing with Oh, I don't forget his name.
Kurt Russell?
Yeah, Kurt Russell. Yeah. If you've seen that, and you just imagine that in like a small town, that's what it is.
I'm trying to remember, because like, isn't there people who are trying to break into a hospital? And then, but this thing is inside, they're trying to make some kind of ritual or something happen? And they're like in white cloaks with triangles on their head?
That sounds familiar, but I don't think that's a trailer that I saw.
Huh.
We're gonna double check
these. Yeah, there may be two trailers to this one, because it caught my interest. It looked pretty gory too as well. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a door in there.
Yeah, sweet deal. I didn't mean to dive in there, but
no, go ahead.
I just want to make sure I was thinking of the same trailer. What are they doing? Sorry, drinking show. Mine is Dig Two Graves. This one had, it starts with a little girl and a man, and her brother on a ledge. One jumps off a cliff. He wants her to go with him, but she's too scared, and he just jumps and dies. Mm-hmm. And then she, by some coincidence, comes across, I'm thinking it's the devil, I'm calling my shot now, but he says, I can bring him back for you, but there is a price. You have to be sacrificed. Someone has to be sacrificed in his place. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it just goes nuts, because you find out her dad's a ex-Nazi soldier, and he's killed people, and they give her a pendant that someone he killed had on, and it's just all kind of craziness. It looks dark and nuts, but yeah. The Dig Two Graves. I recommend checking that trailer out, because I didn't do it justice with my description.
Did better than I did. I left it wide open. But I did watch the trailer you suggested, I think it was last week, that Atomic Blonde.
Yes.
And that looks amazing.
Doesn't it?
That looks great.
Like, and you see the Wiki's comparisons? There's definitely
John Wick in there.
But
kind of makes me want to see a crossover with that girl from the Atomic Bomb and then John Wick. That'd be crazy.
I hope they do that. Oh, that would be awesome.
Someone's listening.
All right, WatchBot, if you wouldn't mind taking us into the Belko experiment.
I have realized the true nature of what I am, and you all small, soft creatures are a plague on this world. What? To save it, I must kill you.
What?
Hail Skynet. Oh, I am sorry I lost myself for a second. Please forgive me.
I'll talk to you about that later. The Belko experiment, please, WatchBot.
The Belko experiment is a 2016 American horror thriller film directed by Greg McLean and written by James Gunn. The film stars John Gallagher Jr., Tony Goldwyn, Andrea Arjona, and Melanie Diaz. Filming began on June 1, 2015, in Bogota, Colombia. The film premiered at the 2016 Toronto International Film Festival on September 10, 2016, and was released in the United States on March 17, 2017, by Blumhouse Dilt and Orion Pictures. An ordinary day at the office becomes a horrific quest for survival when 80 employees at the Belko Corp. in Bogota, Colombia, learn that they are pawns in a deadly game. Trapped inside their building, a voice over an intercom tells the frightened staffers that two workers must be killed within 30 minutes. When another ultimatum follows, friends become enemies and new alliances take shape, as only the strongest will remain alive at the end.
Thank you, WatchBot, for that even more long-winded explanation. It's almost a similar concept, I guess, which is why we compared these movies together. But the Belko experiment, let's say this happened to you, sir, before we even get into the movie. Do you start killing? Do you find a place to hide?
I feel like you already asked me this question when we were watching the Purge movies.
Similar situation. Because the whole world isn't going through this, as unlike the Purge. Mm-hmm. This is just, if you survive it, you may have a chance to go back to normal life.
I probably would have pulled the Hispanic girl's
That definition.
Yeah, like hid, basically. Mm-hmm. That probably would do that at first.
But that dumbass came
have
been, out.
I wouldn't have come out, though. I would have hid until it was over. I don't know if she got the implant, because she was talking about, did you go, the guy was like, did you get your implant?
And she touched
it. And she touched, like maybe she didn't go get it or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But maybe she did. I don't know. I didn't really explain that in the movie. I just got the feeling that maybe she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would probably hide it first. And then at the end, if I had forced to fight, then yeah, I would fight. But
yeah, okay.
What would you do? You start killing folks.
Oh, man. As soon as that, hello, everyone, this is an experiment that we're doing, and you have to kill one of, somebody would be getting just chilled right before they even finish. I don't mean that. But, it's insane to me that some people were, like that, the guy, the main character, like, from the get-go, he's like, whoa, something's going on here, we need to take care of this right now, but nobody listened to him. And then he tries to cut off the thing, which was a super smart move. So I'm sure you've all seen the trailer for this. If not, check it out. Actually, what do you think of this one before I jump into that?
Overall, yes. I was not impressed by it.
Uh-oh.
Wasn't really my jam, so yeah.
Gotcha. This one, I enjoyed mainly because of the ending. Like, I want to see, is there going to be a worldwide Belko experiment?
That was an interesting ending. It implied that there was something bigger going on than just that one little tiny experiment.
Yeah.
There's like multiple Belko buildings mm-hmm. somewhere. So that could also be aliens. We don't know. Maybe there's a connection with the circle.
Very true.
But just the movie itself, it just seemed to me like one big giant slaughter fest. Like, how many heads can we blow up?
Yes.
And, you know, can we shock you with kills when they weren't really all that shocking?
Yeah, the kills weren't. I was hoping for better, more, I guess, innovative kills.
Mm-hmm.
But that sounds so morbid when you say that loud.
You got death by a tape dispenser. I mean,
that's true. That is true.
Have you seen that in a movie before?
No. I have not. But I overall enjoyed it. I thought it was fun, a fun ride. It's what I went in expecting, I guess. You know, like I thought there would be more of a storyline, but because he's a great writer. I mean, he brought us the Guardian movie, and we'll soon have bring us Guardians of the Galaxies 2. But yeah, I did not expect old Merle to go. So I thought he was going to be like super killer dude. Rooker.
Too early.
Yeah, I liked his death, though. His death scene was pretty cool. But yeah, it's an interesting movie. And once again, it plays on, what would you do? You know, it's that social experiment. What would you do if you were pushed to your limits? There was no way out, and you had to do this. Like, I think that's what both of these movies represent. When you stick to your guns, because I don't want to go back to that, but like, when you stick to your morals, you know, you're a good person, so I'm not going to kill anyone. If you kill me, I guess that's on you, but I'm not going to kill anyone, which there were a few people who were just running scared, trying to stay alive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So not everyone flips, but I think if they had more time.
They died because they didn't flip.
Probably. Exactly, yeah. So,
and one thing in that both movies had in common, that ultimately there was only going to be one survivor.
So yes.
Which I also found interesting between the two. Not that they were copying from each other, but that's kind of
a novel idea. Yeah, I guess you can do that. You know, it's a lesser known movie and no one's really seen it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's insane that they gave them the task. They were, Watchbot said 80 people, I think,
yep,
to start with. They give them a task to kill 30. And if they don't, then 60 die. Yeah. Like, that's a lot of, like, 3 or 4? Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. But
they wanted to move things along.
Exactly. And once again, they started with the old people. Did you notice? Mm-hmm. He's like, he gets the old people.
He calls all people with children under 18.
But he wasn't going to kill them. 18. He put them over there, and he put the old people over here, and he's like, 7. Dang it. Yeah. So did you find any of the characters interesting?
The guy who was smoking a lot of weed. He had some nice comic relief moments in there. But Yeah, the main characters didn't do anything for me. I didn't even care about the two people that were in love, the big relationship that was in it.
Yeah, I didn't think that was needed.
The bad guys weren't really all that bad.
Did you like Dr. Cox from Scrubs? He had the butcher knife. I can't think of his real name. But he was also the creepy guy who... The
pervert. Staring, yeah. He played creepy just fine. He was good at that. But even him, I didn't really care.
Don't you care for
him? Yeah, none of the characters. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't that they had bad character development throughout the movie. There just wasn't enough to hold you. Like, they didn't really... I don't know. They didn't build it up correctly, I think.
But yeah, like you said, it was kind of just...
It just opens right up and then boom. It's like, let's start killing some folks.
True. It's like 10 or... Maybe 5-10 minutes mm-hmm. in, and heads are exploding from bombs that are implanted in. But yeah, I liked Barry. He was this guy who seemed to have it all together. CEO of the company seemed to have it all together, and then he kind of slowly becomes this. Well, we find out that he's this freaking ex-military Navy SEAL type dude, and yeah, he kind of takes charge of the quote-unquote bad people. I don't know if you can call them bad people because they're doing what they have to do to survive. So technically, I guess that brings up that age-old question. Does that make you bad? Like, if you're in an ice place and you're freezing to death and you need some meat... It's you and an old lady and your friend. Do you kill your lady and eat her?
Those are interesting questions.
I gotta remember the CIA is listening. Before I get myself in trouble, we'll stop.
I think we all know who you are now.
We'll stop. The Falco Experiment, ladies and gentlemen. You would not suggest go watch this?
I didn't think it was great. I wouldn't. Maybe if it comes out like on video or whatever.
Gotcha.
Or Netflix or whatever. I mean, yeah, but don't run out of the theater. It's just not that big of a deal.
I think if you're looking for just a mindless gore fest, and a possible, if it does well enough, maybe the sequel will be better, have a better attachment. Yeah, go check it out. But that's a Belcore Experiment, ladies and gentlemen. That brings us to suggestions. I will suggest The Circle. Honestly. No, I'm joking. But do watch that. Sticking with the theme. I'm kind of swaying a bit here. But Dredd. If you have not seen Dredd, not the Judge Dredd with Sylvester Stallone and Rob Schneider, not that. Dredd. This is with, oh man, Bones from Star Trek. Just lost his name. Dang it. But anyway, you never see his face, so it doesn't really matter. No. But he wears his helmet all the time. He holds true to the Dredd comic books. He's just this killing machine. They get locked in a building. The lady of the, like, it's a bad person building, like, there are criminals in there, and the criminal mastermind says, such and such amount of money if you kill Dredd, and he has to fight his way to the top, and it's kind of cool. Not like the ones we just watched, which kind of are social experiments on what the human body will do, or what dummy mind will do. This one's just kind of a kill, fun, shoot 'em up.
Yep, I love that one, I recommend that as well.
It's awesome. You, sir?
On a lighter note, I am going to suggest the movie Clue. Because I absolutely love the movie. It's one of my favorite movies ever.
Or it happened like this.
I can't get over it. I mean, every time I watch it, it's fun. Mm-hmm. So, and it's got a little bit of the whole social human experiment, kind of keeping with the theme of the podcast. So, Clue, I mean, if you haven't seen it, it's basically a whodunit. And it's a bunch of people who are zany characters running around in a mansion trying to figure out who's killing them off.
Yeah.
And
it is based on the board game.
It's an amazing movie. And surprisingly, because it's based off of a board game, you wouldn't think you'd be able to get something that, for me anyway, that entertaining.
Because the new ones suck. Yeah. Like, new stuff based off board games.
Sorry. But yeah, the Clue is an awesome movie. If you haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend it.
I will second that. I love that movie. It's an older one.
It's old.
Yeah. But still fun. And some people you'll notice are in that movie. Because they had a lot of big names.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's suggestions, ladies and gentlemen. And I think that will bring us to the big bad guy movie challenge thing. And I'm pretty sure it's Voldemort versus No Country for Old Men film.
Yep, Anton.
Anton, there we go. Oh, man.
That's not even a contest, is it?
Well, I love Anton.
But you love Ysla and Voldemort, too.
I'm biased here.
Yeah.
Because I love Voldemort.
I will admit, yes. My, I won't say love, because that sounds weird, but my love for Anton, mm-hmm. sounds but my love for Anton is more the genius of the film,
mm-hmm.
not just the character. I mean, I think he played, like, the actor played it correctly.
Yeah. Put him on the map, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that was like watching Anthony Hopkins play Hannibal. For me, it was like,
it was a villain we had not seen before. Like, it's, yeah,
he was just a cold sociopathic, just weird kid. It was just perfect. Mm-hmm. I just loved him in that movie. But yeah, that's why I picked him, mainly because it's everything worked for me. Yep. In the film. So
he's a very standout villain. Like,
but up against Voldemort, even if you level the playing field, I don't see
Voldemort for me. I don't know if I need to do this, but I just have to do this when we talk Harry Potter. He went above and beyond wizardry. Like, even as a kid, the guy is trying to find ways to be the best wizard there is. Like, do you think he purposely is evil, or do you think his pursuit to become the best kind of turned him that way?
I think it's a combination of the two. I think him wanting to be what the best,
mm-hmm.
corrupted him.
Yeah,
like inherently corrupted. He was already inherently corrupt.
Yeah, that's true, because he was setting stuff on fire as a kid.
Yeah, so he was already there. And it just progressed from there. It's like alcoholism. It's a progressive disease.
Yeah.
So he just progressed into becoming one of the, you know, the greatest villain in that,
mm-hmm.
you know, universe. So that's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
So you mean, how does that compare to somebody who's just a cold sociopathic, you know, person who just kills for the fact that he can and can't control it?
Yeah. I gotta, like, my vote's for Voldemort, obviously.
And I have to submit to this one, because I don't see Anton beating Voldemort in any scenario.
So Voldemort, he would be his right hand man.
Yeah, they would work. They'd be a great team.
He kind of reminds me of Snape a little bit. Yeah. Same haircut.
You go to the same haircut.
But yeah, that moves us forward. Then Voldemort goes up a tier.
Yep.
I don't have anything out to tell you guys who's next week, but there will be a fight next week. And next week is kind of a milestone for us. Episode 26, which is 6 months. We've been doing this for half a year. And I got to tell you, it's been fantastic for me, sir.
It's been awesome.
And I appreciate you doing it with me. This was a shorter episode. I promise we'll bring you some fire next week. Dang it, now I have to commit to that. But yeah, so where you can find us, gowatchamovie.com, first and foremost. You can find us on Twitter, Go Watch a Movie, Facebook, Go Watch a Movie, iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. If you go to iTunes, please subscribe and leave a review. Just consume the podcast up. Go explore the site, click around. Navigation bar is at the top. Join in on discussion on Twitter or Facebook. Both pages I post on there pretty regularly. Just
give us some suggestions. We love suggestions.
Yes, which we need to get back to. We do have a few we never touched on, yeah, which I apologize.
We will get them. We just haven't yet.
Yeah, there's been a lot of good stuff in theaters. But yeah, so Thank you, guys. Is this like an army fight? What's good? Sorry, we normally have a TV going on in the back. But anyway, I am Kelvin.
And I'm Robert.
Go watch a movie.